B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
You know, you think you know someone.
That's all I'm going to say.
It's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. You think you know someone. Pebbles, we've been working together for quite a few years. I think at this point, if you could surprise me with little things about yourself, but I don't think you could shock me with anything. Mm-hmm. I wish I could say the same about Melissa. I really wish I could say the same about Melissa, but so I'm going to take you guys back to two weekends ago. It was that New Kids on the Block show at the Garden, and you know, Melissa and I went because, you know, there was they put us in a suite with a bunch of clients and stuff like that. It was like a networking thing, you know? So we're there, and the person at the Garden, if you've ever been in a suite, you know, they have like all the different foods you can choose and stuff, and there's somebody who comes in to set it all up and everything. And so the girl who comes in to set it all up looks to the side and goes, "Hey, girl." And she was talking to Melissa. So Melissa looks at her immediately, "Girl, what's up?" So now, I mean, look, Melissa's a popular person. That happens to her all the time. But, like, sometimes you, like, listen to people's conversations and you can, you kind of deduce how they know each other. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm listening to the conversation, and this conversation they were having, it was so specific. There was nothing general about it. There was no just, how are you? How you been? How's your mom? None of that stuff. It was such a specific conversation that they were having that the second the girl walked out, I looked at Melissa and I said, "How the hell do you know her?" Because
I saw you watching from the corner of the room.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell, you know when someone's like eavesdropping on your conversation and they're looking at you with that eye like you're up to something, but I can't figure out what it is?
You can just feel the eyes on you.
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you what they were talking about. So she goes over and it starts kind of, you know, she asked Melissa, I think it was about Encore. Have you been to the new Encore yet? One of you guys mentioned that to the other, and they start talking about that. And I'm thinking, all right, well, whatever. Anybody who knows Melissa, like, just half would just toss that in because they know that she likes to gamble and stuff. But then it got so specific. They started talking about different casinos, different games, different. Then they started talking about things I didn't even, like, the conversation, I knew it was about gambling, but I didn't understand what they were talking about, like the terminology. So now that's when I started getting like, wait a minute,
what's going on?
I'm like, what's going on?
What's the secret language?
Yeah, but everything they talked about was gambling related. That's it and that's all. So I'm like, who the hell is this girl? So I couldn't wait for them to finish their damn conversation. Angela.
My girl Angela, yeah. At the Garden.
And they made plans to meet up again. Where and when? I wish I could tell you, but I couldn't understand what they were talking about. So Angela leaves. I look at Melissa and I go, how the hell do you know her? I'm like, clearly she's a gambling buddy. And the words that came out of Melissa's mouth.
Boy.
The words that came out of Melissa's mouth
I've been
next.
Exposed.
Yeah. I was like, what? She goes, well, I mean, Angela and I know her because I happen. And she was hesitating before she finished answering me.
Because I keep it a secret because it's, I feel like it is kind of ridiculous, but go ahead.
I happen to be a member of a slot community.
What? A what?
Yeah, thank you. That was the next one. I go, a what community? A slut community? She goes, no, not a slut community, a slot community. And I go,
that's a thing?
Thank you. I said, what the hell is a slot community? And she said, well, okay, so you know how people will go on YouTube and stuff and they'll watch like people who are really good at playing games,
like gamers,
and they'll watch gamers play.
Yeah.
And the purpose, it might sound stupid, but I get it because their purpose is let me watch them play a game that I watch a lot, that I play a lot, so I can learn how to be good at these particular aspects of the game. Might sound dumb to you, but if you're into gaming, it makes sense. So a slot community, they watch people gamble.
So like push a button or pull an arm.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Because
people,
you can find some type of
because,
skill.
No. Listen.
Quote, unquote, that's how I get my fix.
Listen. These people are not just slot people. They are like celebrities to me. They have like thousands of followers on YouTube.
It's getting worse.
They do live streams.
Stop talking.
Like,
stop talking.
I'm a Patreon member for one.
You pay for it.
But listen. I got a shout out to my guy. His name's Joe. He goes by Easy Life Slot Jackpot.
Oh, here we
on
go.
YouTube.
You don't pay for anything.
I know, Pebbles. I know. It's $5 a month. It's like a donation you're giving to the person.
Okay, how about
but
this?
But like,
you pay me $4 and I'll go to the freaking casino and you go. I'll live stream it.
No, it's more of like, because it's not just slots. Like with this guy, Joe, he does like live streams of him eating food and just talking crap about people. And it's more like a drama thing too. But it's just, you become friends with these people. And it's like, so one day I went to Mohegan Sun because this guy, Joe, who lives in Atlanta, I think he lives in like New Jersey, had a birthday party with a bunch of other slot people from all over the country. And I went and I met them for a birthday party, and that's where I met Angela.
Lord,
right?
Can you please yep. send her the man that she's been waiting for, because this is getting out of hand.
This is
Lord, embarrassing. I mean, he might be in her slot community.
My God.
Well, okay.
Joe makes money from you. Because he goes to the casino and you give him money to watch him. Now, does he go all the way and pull down on the stick, or does he just hit the button?
Listen, anybody who knows anything about gambling now, there's no more sticks. It's you push the button on the slot machine.
So you just watch him push a button, and then you're rooting for Joe to win money that you're not going to partake in.
Correct. It's a way of getting out my fix of just watching someone else play. And when people watch gamers, it's not just to learn. People do it for entertainment. It's just entertainment. That's all it is. People watch other people binge watching TV shows.
She's trying to convince us.
No, I'm just saying. People watch things on YouTube like that's just the way it is. It's entertainment.
I'm trying to learn something.
Yes. I mean, I look at it like drugs. If I was into drugs, I want to do drugs. I don't want someone else. I don't want to see someone else do the drugs that I could be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.